Now the news. I'm Shane Bickham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's called for nationwide efforts in afforestation to jointly build a beautiful China. He attended a tree planting activity in a forest park in Beijing's Tengzhou District. President Xi said the tree planting activity calls on people to take action and join the tree planting efforts. While planting trees, the Chinese leader also asked children at the site about their studies, lives, and participation in work and sports. He stressed that children need to engage in work in afforestation from childhood and develop awareness to revere and love nature. At least 10 people are dead and more than 900 others injured after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake off Taiwan's east coast. The earthquake toppled buildings in Hualien and forced trains to stop running in Taipei. Local officials say the earthquake was the strongest to hit the island in 25 years. Patrick Falk has more from Taipei.
Been hearing reports that 60 people are trapped inside one tunnel in northern Hualien County, and rescuers are rushing to free them separately. We're also hearing reports that there are 50 people trapped inside four minibuses. These are employees of a hotel inside Taroko National Park, and as we understand, they were caught in the quake when they were inside these buses on their way to work. Separately, of course, there are still dozens of people that could be trapped under collapsed buildings. The damage and many buildings that have been ripped from their foundations and on a leaning tilt. There is a lot of uncertainty in the days ahead. There are further tremors expected.
The State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office says the Chinese mainland is closely monitoring the situation and is ready to provide support. China's voiced strong opposition to a U.S. report on foreign trade barriers, in which it described China as a country of primary concern. The U.S. National Trade Estimate Report on Foreign Trade Barriers was released on March 29th. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson says the report provided no evidence that China's policies and practices violate World Trade Organization rules. Princess Maha Chakri Sirindorn of the Kingdom of Thailand will visit China starting from Thursday. The week-long trip will take the princess to Beijing and Sichuan. The first giant panda born in South Korea is now in China. Earlier, thousands of people bid farewell to Fubao at South Korea's Everland theme park. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed gratitude to the South Korean breeders for their attentive care. Cyprus says the Maritime Corridor program transporting EU aid to Gaza is being suspended. The move comes after the deaths of several international aid workers in the Palestinian enclave amid Israeli airstrikes. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says people in his country are outraged over the Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers. The victims include an Australian. Albanese spoke to his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu about the issue during a phone call. Ukrainian drones have targeted the Russian region of Tatarstan, reportedly hitting Russia's third largest oil refinery. Kyiv has stepped up its attacks against Russian industrial facilities in recent weeks. Megumi Lim has more from Kyiv.
The Taneko oil refinery, which was reportedly hit by a Ukrainian long-range drone, is located in Nizhnekamsk, east of Moscow, about 1,300 kilometers from Ukraine's border, and produces about 360,000 barrels of oil per day. Photos from the scene indicated that the drone had hit a core refining unit, which accounts for half of the plant's oil production capacity. The regional governor, Rustam Minikhanov, confirmed there had been drone strikes, but claimed they had been intercepted by air defense systems and that there was no serious damage or disruption to the industrial output. An intelligence source cited in a Reuters report said Ukraine's SBU security service and GOR military spy agency were behind the operation and said the attacks will continue in an effort to reduce Russia's oil revenue.
Newly elected Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye has been sworn in for a five-year term.
I am aware that the results of the elections express a profound desire for systemic change. Through my election, the people of Senegal have engaged upon the path of the construction of a just and prosperous Senegal within advancing Africa.
Faye affirms Senegal's commitment to strengthening efforts for peace, security, stability, and integration in Africa. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.